Hello, today the church celebrates the third Sunday of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 24, verses 35 to 48. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The message we receive from today's scriptures is that before Jesus could rise to glory on Easter, he first had to suffer and die. St. Peter puts it this way in our first reading when he says, "God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer before being raised to glory." Jesus refers to this in our gospel passage. He adds elsewhere in the gospel that what has happened to him must also happen to us when he says, "Remember, no slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." The gospel says that if we are to rise to glory as Jesus did, we must also suffer as he did. When this happens, we may beg God to take it away as Jesus begged his Father in the Garden of Gethsemane. But in the end, we will cry for joy, just as Jesus did. St. Augustine expressed this same message in a sermon over 1,500 years ago. He said, "You are like a piece of pottery, shaped by instruction, fired by tribulation. When you are put in the oven, therefore, keep your thoughts on the time when you will be taken out again. For God is faithful and will guard both your going in and your coming out." Back in 1954, the great French painter Henri Matisse died at 86. In the last years of his life, arthritis crippled and deformed his hands, making it extremely painful for him to even hold a paintbrush. Yet he continued to paint, placing a cloth between his fingers and the brush to keep the brush from slipping. One day, someone asked Matisse why he submitted his body to such suffering. Why did he continue to paint in the face of such great physical pain? And Matisse replied, "The pain passes, but the beauty remains." Similarly, the pain you and I experience being shaped into something useful and beautiful for God will pass, but the beauty of what we become in the process will remain forever.